Welcome to the Gray People Podcast, episode 5.
Welcome to the Gray People Podcast, where topics that people expect to be black and white are discussed by going into the gray areas. And now, your trio of hosts, Sebastian Zuniga, Reyna Rivera, and Randy Felice.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Gray People Podcast. This is Sebastian. I'm here with Randy and Reyna.
Yeah,
we got a pretty good subject today. I'm pretty interested in it. We're going to talk about the do's and don'ts at work. So friendships, relationships, how does that work out, the balance? I want to also know, how friendly can you be at work? And what happens if you're not friends with anyone at work? Because sometimes that could play to your disadvantage. So I think we'll have some good insight. What do you think, Reyna, about relationships at work? Friends, you know, people going out, how friendly can you be at work? What do you think?
All right, so honestly, I feel like friends are a huge motivation as to why I sometimes go to work. Because obviously, like, work is work, you know, you get there, get it done, and leave. But the people around you are what keep you pretty much sane at work. Like, having at least a few people that you can talk to and kind of vent to whenever your day's not going good and stuff like that. Like, I couldn't imagine going to work and not having at least someone to talk to and just being to myself. I feel like that would completely suck.
That's true. Obviously, if you spend a lot of time working, you want to spend it with a good crew of people.
Isn't it true? Like, you spend more time with the people at work than with your family? Like,
well, if you want to break it down to, if people out there work 40 hours a week, and technically we're supposed to sleep another 40.
Well,
but you spend a good chunk of time with at your work. So if you have people that are pretty cool or you feel comfortable with, even if you're ideally, obviously, you'd be doing something you want to do. But even if it's something that's bearable, that you can, that you for the greater good, the purpose is like, hey, I got a good job, good benefits, blah, 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 all that good stuff. And then there's some good people that really helps you do that job, I believe.
I guess now, it depends on the job, too.
I've done the math, though. I mean, there's no way you spend 40 hours a week with anybody you love. You know, besides maybe like your wife, depending. But
not,
I mean,
even,
like,
because you're sleeping.
Exactly. But I mean, like, awake, like talking or interacting. There's no one you interact with for 40 hours a week besides people at work. So I do try to look at it sometimes from that perspective and try to get that into people that I work with to understand that, you know, it's this is your family and it's, you know, for good or bad, this is the people you got to deal with for 40 hours a week.
Yeah, that's really good, man.
So,
but I believe that because, let's say in previous situations that I've had experiences, I'm that friendly dude at work. You know, I get along with the colleagues, coworkers, whatever you want to call them, have a good time. I think there's always maybe that one period of time where you don't know people that well, so you don't do nothing out of work.
Yeah.
But there might be those few friends or coworkers at your job that all of a sudden you're like, you know what, I'd hang out with this person outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then I've had that in the past where you start meeting people, you know, you click at work, you like kind of the same things, but you want to keep it professional. Maybe a couple weeks go by, a couple months go by, and you're finally like, hey man, let's go out get a drink, or hey, there's going to be a big game, you should come over, and you finally go over, and you're like, man, this is actually a friend of mine that I work with. And then there's also people that I've had that situation too, that I'm only cool with you at work. Yo, you're a great coworker.
Yeah.
I don't want to pass that barrier. You meet, I actually had this situation not too long ago somewhere that I ran into somebody I knew from work, and we're at the same location, and they're like, it was like after a show of some sort, some concert, and they're like, hey, what are you going to do now? You want to go grab a bite? There were some people, I'm with some people. I'm like, I don't know what we're going to do. No, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Later.
But really, I'm stalling because I'm like, yo, we're friends at work. We're not as friends to, hey, let's go your crew of people with my crew of people hang out. But I think it's just a little different with everybody.
Yeah, and I think it's the dynamic. I mean, when you think about it, it could be both ways, right? For me, I'm a friendly guy. I feel like I can jump into any situation and kind of pick up on certain cues from a people perspective. And I know, you know, when to joke around and not to joke around, usually, right?
Correct.
Not to say that I've never messed that up. But in general, when you jump into a new place that you're working at, it's kind of like you got to check out the vibe. And it's kind of interesting to see a lot of people just adapt, right? There's a few guys in the team always that joke around. They could be borderline inappropriate sometimes, but, you know, at work, you typically keep it professional. Now there's people that come in and right away they're like grumpy and they just, you know, they're not vibing the same as everybody else, and it's like,
correct,
what the heck are you doing here? Like, if you don't want to be here, then don't be here. And it's just,
well, that's why I think it depends on the job, because when it's a team setting, then I wouldn't say that you're forced kind of to like be nice to everybody, but at least like have some type of relationship so the end goal is met for everyone. But I'm sure like if you just work at your own business or whatever, like algo que solitario, then you really don't care to make friends. You just here because you already made it that high up, you know, that you don't need to like have conversations with.
Well, it depends too, because I think in anything that you do, you're going to have to deal with people for better or for worse. So, obviously, if you run your own business, you got to be good with your clients. You might have some clients that you like more than some other ones.
Oh, but
some vendors that you got to deal with.
Or, like other partnerships, maybe, you know, whatever that might be. But
yeah, and think about, you know, there's that aspect of you've worked with someone for years, and that's like your brother, your sister. And I think it's kind of interesting that you already at some level, like I had this happen to me before when I was trying to work my way up in the company I work at. There was this guy, me and him, we always kind of just joked back and forth. We could be in a team setting, we could be alone in our pods, and we just, you know, joke around all day, and we had a great time. We still have a great time. We have a great friendship today. But I think it's interesting, you know, you have this going on, and then new people get into the mix, and they start complaining about the fact that, you know, well, they're always joking around. I'm here trying to be professional. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, nobody's stopping you from being professional. You can still do what you got to do. You can still do your job. Just don't try to put us down. Let us have fun. Let us do our job the way that we like to do it. And then it's like complaints come up. People get HR involved. People, you know, depending on who the person is. Like, for example, for me, there's a certain level of a responsibility I know I have. So if something happens and HR has to be involved, then HR has to be involved. But I do think that people kind of, or some people, draw that card too fast or too quick. I mean, it's like little things that get turned into this big nightmare just because, you know, you misunderstood what someone was really trying to say, and you really think they were taking a jab at your religion or, I don't know, the way you are and all of those things. So,
yeah, you see that. You see sometimes where people are quick to, hey, I'm going to get, you know, HR involved. And obviously, if you need to do it, go ahead. But I feel like sometimes people are quick to it where they don't want to resolve the issue, you know, maybe with their peer or something along those lines. Maybe they're really uncomfortable and they have to, but I feel like sometimes, or a good number of times, it can be avoided where people just don't have to draw that card all the time. Like, hey, I'm going to get human resources and get you in trouble. But what do you guys think about, I guess, people that date, you know, you know, dating your coworker, maybe the one's a boss. You know, I don't know how that works.
I don't think I would ever initiate
a
relationship. Date my boss. No, but I would never, like, I don't know, intentionally, I guess, have a relationship in the workspace. Like, that we met there together, you know? Because something's different when you just know somebody that works somewhere and then you just end up working with them. I feel like that's completely different. Because you're already walking in a relationship, like, you're already together, so it's not that difficult. But getting to know someone at work and then starting something, I feel like personally that's just weird for me. Like, I
would think it's like kind of crazy. I mean, think about that line of, is it inappropriate or how far can you go, like, you know, flirting and all this stuff at work. And I think it's kind of, you know, you would have to kind of know that this person has some kind of interest. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I just feel like, you know, you, let's say you know somebody that you like and at your work, and you're like, hey, like, we should hang out, and you're getting kind of like half, like, you know, it kind of feels like she likes you, but you don't know if she likes you. Then you go and make a move, and you're like, yo, like, I would love to invite you over to my place, and she gets offended, and she's like, yo, I'm gonna talk to HR, you're harassing me, you know, and it's just
that's too much,
you know, it's tricky. And I think
I've seen both sides. I mean, I've seen other relationships work out, and they've met at work, and that's amazing, you know, good for them. I just feel like for me, it would be too weird, but.
What a benefit package, right?
Yeah.
Dental, vision, full medical, 401k match, and we have your romance as well. That's a good deal.
I think it'll be kind of interesting. I mean, now I do think because you spend so much time with this person, you kind of start vibing with this person. You kind of know, like, oh, like, me and her will probably be good together. Or, you know, the vice versa. Maybe she sees some qualities on you.
I can never date nobody at work because they'll know what I make at work. You go to the same pay grade. She's like, you can't have me. We make the same.
It's like, how are we supposed to start a family when you
don't even meet goals around here.
How can I trust you to be your personal goals? You can't even meet.
His work goals, to me, is always hilarious.
Yeah, no, but that'll be kind of interesting. Now, you know, of course, you see some of the inappropriate side of it. You know, some people, when they become a boss and things like that, then, you know, that kind of comes with a certain level of interactions with everybody. And, you know, some people just don't handle it very well. Some people start mistaking the nicety of, like, you know, you're my boss, I gotta be nice to you, versus, you know, I like you and we should hang out sometime.
Have you guys expand had on it. Anything inappropriate to you or to someone that you know happened at work?
I have.
Whether that be management level or just peer level.
Inappropriateness at work?
Yeah. Like, for example, in my other job, my coach would always, like, throw some little comments, like, oh, like, you're pretty.
To you? Or
yeah,
who?
To me. And at that
expand
point,
on that. Tell me.
Well, I don't know. I just, for the most part, I ignored it because I'm just like, well, I'm not going to make the job experience like any awkward, like any more awkward than what it was because I was new. And he was, I guess, being nice, you know, kind of that thin line between nice and kind of like.
Creepy?
Yeah. Pretty much creepy. I was just like, So I did talk to him one time and it stopped. But after I left the actual job and went to a different job, he invited me to move in with him.
Oh!
Yes. He's like, oh, damn. I moved out here. I can buy your plane ticket and you can move over here. And I'm like, what the
What
fuck?
A promotion.
Like, this is so weird.
My gosh.
Yeah,
you are
it was
meeting
weird.
Stats.
So I feel like if that would have happened while we were both still at work, then yeah, of course, like HR all the way. But it happened when I left the company. I'm like, all right, well.
And I think I think there was something interesting you said when I talked to him and it stopped. And I think that's really, you know, one thing that will resolve a lot of problems. A lot of
the conversation.
Yeah, a lot of things that I've noticed, like a lot of these conversations with HR, because I've had to deal with a few in my side of the world. You know, it's kind of interesting because
like, we're on the same side of this world.
No, but you know, I've had to deal with some situations where it's just as simple as like, hey, you kind of said this, and I felt a certain way. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's not what I meant. And that could be the end of it. But I think sometimes we don't give the people the opportunity to fix it. We don't go and let them do their part. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Some people just don't have strikes. They're like, okay, you say something weird, I'm going to take you to HR. For me, it was just more of, okay, this happened. I'm not really sure yet if it's super inappropriate. But then, you know, I talked to him. He didn't do it anymore until I left the job. So I didn't feel the need to go to HR at that point yet. All right, Sebastian, tell us about...
Honestly, nothing inappropriate with me has happened, or to me, but I welcome it. That's the case.
Well, you talked
about... But I have seen inappropriate things happen at work in past, sexual comments to, like, people trying to advance on... Like, even peers trying to advance on, you know, certain girl or...
I think you're bound to see a lot of that. You're 40 hours with these people. Of course, you're going to see some things that are questionable and like, you know what, like, that was kind of weird or that was kind of awkward. He just straight up like asked her on a date in front of everybody. That's kind of weird. You know, and it's just kind of...
It's funny because it's those like, I see things like that, it's kind of like, I feel like people are like, let me throw this out, kind of be funny. If it works, I'll take it. If not, I can play it off as, haha, I was just kidding. how could you think that of me?
Well, and talk about that, right? You know, the part about being funny. There's a lot of stuff that could be said that's super inappropriate, and people put it under that blanket of, like, I'm just joking, man. And,
that's true. You know, it's funny because I started thinking, okay, just like Randy said, I'm pretty, obviously, like I said before, I'm pretty, like, welcoming dude, have a good time. And pretty much anywhere I've worked, I've been like that. And I have noticed that there was one time that I was more just keeping it to myself. Like, I didn't want to, like, I don't know, maybe make as many friendships. Just, hey, let me come in, do my job, leave, and all that. And it actually wasn't, I thought it'd be better that way, but it actually was not better that way. Because then I feel like people, you don't build any relationships with people.
And they don't know you.
So they don't know you. All of it, you know, you might get questioned on things that you do at work because people don't know you on a personal level, know you a little bit more. They're kind of like, well, that's that weird guy at work that doesn't even talk to nobody. He just, hi, bye, how are you, does his job and leaves. So I think I'm always just better off just kind of keeping it cool with people, making them laugh, being friendly,
What's kind of interesting is, you know, I've seen situations, you know, explode in a sense, right? There's a complaint that gets put in into a manager, and then the manager has to deal with it, do an investigation, or even like HR gets involved. And, you know, a lot of the times it's like, it's kind of interesting, but you see those friendships at work. You see kind of who's trying to protect who and who's not really saying enough because they don't want to get nobody in trouble. But then if you're that person that doesn't really talk to too many people, maybe, you know, you also see
a little... throwing you under the bus is what I'm going to do.
Well, you see a little bit of the blame. You almost see like the group feeling like, was this Sebastian that complained? Like, you know, he's not, you know, he's not one of us.
I'll tell you what, I'm probably that guy at work that will never bring anything up to HR.
Yeah.
And that's bad, because you probably should, but I just don't like to get involved. I don't care about putting nobody under the bus.
Just like you gotta pick your battles.
Just like... don't throw me under a bus, and we're good. But honestly, like, I could see the manager of the store, the manager of a call center, I can see the doctor himself steal, and I'll just do my job. No, I'm just kidding. My business.
It's interesting because, I mean, part of it, for example, as in when I was, you know, starting up in the company, I probably was in that boat where it's like, I don't really care enough to get nobody in trouble, or, you know, I'm just doing my thing. Don't bother me now. I think it's kind of interesting when that becomes part of your job responsibilities. I mean, for example.
See, that's different. Yeah, because that's what you have to face.
Me as a manager, I face losing my job when I don't, you know, handle something correctly, because I gotta manage equality essentially. So if somebody's gonna do something that's gonna jeopardize somebody's job, and I, just because I'm cool with my people, I don't do that, then what happens is I could have a situation in my hand later on with HR, where HR is questioning me, how come you didn't report this? Mm-hmm. How come you didn't handle this?
That's
and
true.
And then an answer is not, it's just because we're cool. I'm cool with my team. Now, when you really think about it, it has a certain impact on the way you handle things. And, you know, it's not that I want to necessarily. It's not that I go to work like, yo, I'm looking for some situation. I got to report something to HR today. No, but, you know, it's like shit happens and then it's like in your hands and you're like, crap, like I could lose my job. Now, as an agent, as a customer service representative or whatever you want to call it, you have a situation that, it doesn't really jeopardize your job. If you don't bring up and you don't say, hey, listen, so-and-so made a sexual advance on this person and it made me uncomfortable, you can keep that to yourself and not lose your job a lot of the times. You know, now if it blows up, then you could, you know, have a situation
in hand. You being a manager, let me ask you a question. Okay, because you're talking about that. If there's somebody, maybe we shouldn't put you like
that on the spot,
because obviously people know. But could potentially somebody ever lose their job for omitting information? So like you're saying, so not you as manager, two peers, somebody, something went on and the other person just does not want to get involved, but long story short, they find out that person wasn't part of the problem but knew the problem.
Yeah, it will get
and due to retaliation, maybe fear of retaliation, or just because, you know what, I just don't have time for that, work's already so busy, I don't have time to build a case for somebody.
Well, to be honest, it could get you in a lot of trouble, depending how big it is, right? If it's just something about someone made a comment about a politic topic that kind of bothered me, you know, those are little things that if they came up, you could kind of easily talk off, right? You could be like, oh, I just didn't want to get involved. It wasn't even that big of a deal. And you'd probably be fine. Now, in a violation of a code of conduct, that alone could get you fired, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have a situation where you saw somebody inappropriately touch another person, let's say, for example, at work, somebody grabbed this girl's butt and you were present and you didn't do anything about it.
You high-fived a person.
That shit comes to light. Then it's like, yo, and who was there? And they asked that girl, yo, Sebastian was there and Randy was there. Oh, well, that's crazy. How come Randy didn't say anything?
Well, I would honestly tell him I didn't want my ass grabbed, so I just kept doing my thing. I don't want to get my ass grabbed.
No, I mean, I guess dude. It really depends.
So how do you guys deal with the annoying people at work? The negative Nancys, the people that are like, really? Like, why are you still here?
That's why we don't talk much offside the show.
To be honest, it's challenging. It's like,
it is.
For me, being such a positive person, it just kind of like,
it's draining. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
That, and it just kind of like, I don't understand it. So in part, it's almost like I feel like I'm throwing darts in the dark. Like, I'm just like, how do I get you to be positive? And then for me, it's always been a natural thing. But then,
and there's people that obviously have reasons to be down from time to time, you know, personal things or whatever it may be. But there's always like a few people
whatever. That no matter what,
yes,
they're always negative. Don't want to be there. I'll tell you, because you go back to that whole, you spend so much time with these people, is you just like, you. I'm the type of person, I just don't want to deal with that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to deal with these people that are always knocking down my energy. And obviously there's different levels, because you might have somebody that's just completely overboard, which I have experienced, where everything that comes out, any protocol, any procedure, any new thing that they're implementing is always negative.
They're always going against the grain. I'm just like, well, why?
I'm the type of person, like, I would honestly just... and that's maybe a little too much. I'm the type of person that just removes myself from the situations. I'm like, I'm done. I don't even need a conversation. I don't need a conversation. I'm not dealing with you.
Yeah, and see, for me, I think, like, I understand
it. You have to deal with it.
I kind of do. No, but I understand it. For me, it's like, I understand that people have different characters. And so from that perspective, I understand why people are the way they are and why they react to things the way they react. Everybody has a different set of skills and a different way of handling things. But when someone's so negative to the point where, for me, it's just like, this is just unnecessary. This is like such a simple fix. Like, you're over here drowning in a cup of water when really you should be focusing on all these other things that are positive and that can make your job a lot more enjoyable. That's what I don't understand. Sometimes I'm like, man, how am I going to switch this person to this side? And how can I get them to contribute when they just, everything we throw just kind of seems to work for 10 seconds and then they're back to the old self of like complaining and just.
And if they complain so much about the job, I just personally don't understand why would you kind
of. Be at that job.
Yeah, why would you force yourself to wake up every day to be here if you don't like it? Like, find yourself somewhere else to be.
Well, some of it is the money. Some of it is the benefits.
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, there comes a point where you're like, money versus happiness. Like, really, you're really going to be just mortified to go to work because every little thing bothers you. You'd rather do that for money?
And you should always pick happiness.
Hell yeah.
In my opinion, you should always pick happiness. I just feel like it's, we have one life. And, you know, we spend a lot of time at work. You really don't enjoy this, or if you really don't, you know, you don't want to be in a situation that you're in, then find something else, to be honest. And, you know, the best thing I can do, for example, as a manager, I feel like I'm there to help people realize their passions and get them to do the best they can.
So would you technically help somebody apply to another job?
I would.
That's what makes them happy.
I would totally help some. I would tell somebody, yo, listen, if you're really not happy here, put me down as a reference. I'll give you,
wow,
you
know, that's amazing.
I'll give you a recommendation and just pursue your dream. And really,
he's whatever. A great employee until he's not motivated.
No, I just feel
like he's not happy.
It's like, you know, if you want to be at work, for example, in the company we work in and you want to move up, hey, I can help you with that. I can try to help you maximize your strengths and help you kind of achieve the bones that you can.
Now, that's nice.
If your dream is to walk out that door, hey, I'll hold your hand and I'll grab your box all the way to your car.
Take your badge. I'll take you out.
No, you know what I mean? Like, I'll help you with whatever that is, but don't make it miserable for everybody around you.
Correct.
Just because you don't want to make that, you know, take that step forward maybe with your life or jump into the next adventure. I don't know. It's just, it's very tricky. It's you know, as a manager, for example, we have numbers to worry about of, you know, attrition, for example, how many people are leaving the company or leaving the teams. So there's that line of like, crap, I can't have everybody quitting. But at the same time, it's like, I'd rather have someone that's engaged and motivated to be there than someone that's correct. Just passing time and making it horrible for everybody around them.
Yeah. That's why you stay away from those people. You pick a few favorites, like some, maybe two or three people that you can rely on whenever you have a negative day, a bad day. You just quietly go to that person and be like, hey, you know what? This call just sucked. And then they'll build you right back up. But yeah, se acabó.
Yeah, a lot of it is actually finding a support system, to
but
be honest.
But don't trust everybody.
You know, it's...
Because I had a situation in a recent job where I thought I was telling one person, you know, just a little... What, how should I call
sounds
it?
Like
it wasn't a complaint.
Sounds like the story of your life.
It wasn't a complaint, but it was just like me, I guess, venting about a situation that don't I still blame. Hadn't made a decision on. I was just kind of like back and forth. I'm like, should I do this or should I do that? I come in the next day, I'm pulled into the office with the person I was talking to, with my boss, with somebody else,
wow.
Trying to like be a mediator.
They and set then, you up.
Yes, I got set up and I'm like, really? This is what's happening right now. Like, I literally told you, me thinking that I could trust you in some sort of way, even though we weren't that close. Y al otro día, me mandan para la oficina.
So what did you do with that person?
I told the person, I'm like, really? Like, because the information was misconstrued, obviously, because it wasn't from the source, which was me. So I had to, like, explain myself and obviously, like, I guess talk to her. I'm like, why are you doing this? And then talk to my boss, because I'm like, this is also, like, you know, I don't think this is, like, the procedure for this. You don't just bring me into your office with this person, and then come attack me. It's like, hey, I heard you said this. I'm like, I could tell you what I said. Well, you can talk to me. You don't got to talk to me and this other person, you know?
Like, and that was, if that I'm going to get fired, I'm going to get fired the right way.
I want to tell you.
I'm going to get fired, but I'm like, seriously, like, I feel like I was getting ganged up on, and I'm like, I shouldn't feel like that at work. Like,
no.
There's no way.
What about Sebastian? Have you ever had a situation where, you know, you've had to deal with a manager or something that wasn't going right at work and, you know, being put in these spots where you have to, like, fend for yourself or...
I have. I've had a couple situations in the past where maybe some sort of procedure didn't go the right way. And I've actually... Funny, because there's... You hear stories of, like, hey, I didn't like this manager or, you know, because of this manager I left or because of these people. I actually have a really good story about one time that actually, due to a situation that we had some friction, that things didn't work out. This one situation, it was a procedure that was done the wrong way. I believe it should have done one way, but policy said it was, should have been done in other ways. Me and my manager actually had a moment where our heads collided, but it took a couple conversations, a couple weeks, and we actually became a stronger team due to that. That was very interesting. That actually, afterwards, it became one of my references, and vice versa. Like, obviously, I would vouch for this person. But sometimes I do feel like there could be some healthy conflict, or maybe you don't see things eye to eye. But if both parties are willing to sit down and listen to each other, then you can move past and you can grow.
Yeah, and I think you hit on a very important thing there, which is just the talking. I think a lot of situations can be solved by just taking a moment, sitting down and talking about it.
But you got to approach the situation.
Yeah, and be open. Be open-minded. To be honest... So there's this statistic, I guess, that about 75% of employees leave the company that they're working at because of the boss. Usually is directly influenced by their direct manager. And I think that holds a lot of weight. I mean, I think part of it is you got to have someone that supports you. And when you find that person that can tell you, hey, listen, this is how things are, and help you maybe, you know, bridge those gaps, that really goes a long way. But again, it really is just a conversation. You know, you could have a problem with a manager. Maybe you don't understand them the right, you know, or maybe you don't understand where they're coming from, but sitting down and talking about it will do wonders. For example, when I was trying to come up, there was picture, there was...
He's on the come up.
No, but think about, you know, there's three managers in the department at the time. And, you know, I'm doing my thing, I'm working hard, and two of the three were all for me. They couldn't speak any more highly of me. Now, there was this one manager that would always just, no, I don't think he's ready. No, I don't think he's, you know, up for this, you know, the task. And I initially saw it as like, damn, what's this guy's problem with me? What the heck? Now, when you really sit down, I had to do that and approach him. Be like, hey, listen, I've heard that you have some disagreements with me and that you don't think I'm ready for this next opportunity. And we sit down, we talk about it, and he gave me a list of things that I could work on. And when I sit there and open-mindedly look at it, I'm like, you're right, these are all things that I could work on. And I worked on that, I focused on that to the point where I had to show him I could do it. Now today, you know, I really appreciate what he did for me back then. It was needed. It was some, you know, it was more of that constructive feedback. Maybe
tough
tough love. Everybody was just giving me the, yay, you're awesome, you're the best. And he took the time to let me know what opportunities I had so I could work on him. So I really appreciate it. But
shout out to him.
Yeah. Shout out, because thanks to him, we have the show.
But no, it's about having the conversations a lot of times.
Okay, so let's wrap this up because we've spoken a lot. At this point, you're either willing to do everything for your job or you're quitting right after this podcast. So, final thoughts, just really, really quick, and we'll just narrow it to one conversation or to one question. Relationships at work and friendships. Yes, no?
Friendships, yes. Relationships, I feel like... I guess you just have to trust your inner voice. If you feel like that person's right for you and you guys can make it work and not break up, sure. But for the most part, I'd probably say no.
What about you, Randy?
I think friendships, hell yeah. Like, you gotta try to get along with everybody at work, and it does make for a better environment. Relationships, like dating-wise, It's very touchy, I guess. You know, make it work. If you think you can make it work, great. If you don't think you can make it work, don't do it, because then we got to deal with the awkward moment when you guys break up.
Everybody else
and,
at work.
You know, don't do that. But if you're really going to make it work, if you think it can work, then do it.
Okay, friendships, we're going to go 3 for 3. I say definitely do it. Get to know people. Become friendly. There's obviously different levels of friends, but definitely you want to be open to friendships at work. Keep it professional. And relationship-wise, I got to go ahead and say, keep it professional. If you're going to do it, understand you guys are grown people. Handle your business at work. Have your relationship if you want. But I would say, hey, only do it if you really believe this can be something. Mm-hmm. If it's just you dating around everybody at the workplace, you know, save that for something else. But,
save that for the club.
But yeah, that's that. All right.
All right, so for the next segment, for the next part of our Great People podcast, we're going to do the 3-2-1. This is where we talk about 3 topics that were impactful for us, 1 each. So let's get ready. Let's do it, Reina. Get us started.
All right. So if you guys haven't seen on YouTube, I'm sure if you didn't see it live, the Grammys, Cardi B and Bruno Mars, I thought that performance was amazing.
It was pretty dope.
It was impactful just to see her, like, doing her thing, being on the stage.
Made me want to dance.
She did it amazing. Come on, everybody. Because I'm here dripping in finesse.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, it was cool.
This is not a singing show. Podcast.
All right, Taylor, what's one thing for you that was impactful this week or last week?
Impactful this last week? Touching on that Grammy stuff, to be honest, because we saw what was, like, best rap album of the year. What was it? What, Kendrick?
Kendrick
won it. I did think it was pretty interesting how Jay-Z, he ended up not winning it. He's won it before, but I think what's really interesting, he's created his own platform with Tidal, which is his version of Apple Music and all that. I thought that's pretty impactful how literally at this moment in time, he probably doesn't even need
a Grammy.
Well, between him and Beyonce, don't they have like 47 or something like that? I saw something.
So they have tons. So basically that's what I was reading an article. That's what they're saying. Now that they created their own platform to literally make artists independent if they want to, just play their music there, they could literally, like, do whatever they want. Like, they've just created such a big platform that obviously sucked that they didn't end up winning it, but that album alone, the last one he had, that 444, on Tidal alone will make up for all that.
One thing that I saw online that was impactful for me, I saw this story about a Colombian guy in New York that he provides food for all of these people every night. Of course, he does it based on donations, and all of that, but, you know, it's... This guy, I guess, his story was that one day he was coming back from work. He saw this dude in the corner, you know, ask him if he had anything to eat that day. The dude is like, no, I haven't had anything to eat today. So he goes back home, whips something up, you know, cooks something real quick and took it back to him. And he just, like, saw the level of impact that had to the point where now every night after work, him and his family get together. They cook a lot of food for, I can't remember what it is, but, like, hundreds of people.
That's
and he
crazy.
Goes and feeds these people. They call him, like, the Superman of the block. I can't remember exactly where in New York this is, but I don't know. It's just, for me, it was impactful to see that one person can have that impact. It takes one person helping somebody out to change their lives, to change the way that they see the world. It's just kind of crazy to me. So
very true. You just need to. If you made a difference in one life, that's more than enough.
Yeah.
So,
okay, guys, we reached the end of our episode. But before we go, just wanted to remind you that we do have our people's note, which is the quote of the day, our version of that. And today it's weak people revenge, strong people forgive, intelligent people ignore. So go ahead and ignore those annoying people at work we talked about earlier.
Don't revenge on people. Forgive them. But better yet, just ignore the whole situation as a whole. Don't get involved if it's not worth it.
Amen.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us for our 5th episode of Great People Podcast. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't. Follow us on Instagram. Comment. Leave us something that, you know, we did well below, or let us know something we can improve on. Like this
feedback.
Video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Share it with your friends. Let us know what's something that you like for us to get into. Next week, we're excited for next week.
It's the recording. Well, we'll be releasing the Valentine's Day podcast. Raina's in charge. He's got good surprises for us.
Some good questions are going to be asked.
We're gonna
to
have
these
some
gentlemen.
Guests.
We're going to have
some guests.
Yeah.
Leave us some questions below that you want me to ask. nothing is off the table. Just, you know.
Yeah, so Reina's gonna be asking some questions, just so you guys can get a little bit of the guy's perspective on this whole Valentine's love thing. You know, we'll have some guests. We're trying to get some cool people in here, so hope you guys will like it. But yeah, leave us some comments below. Let us know what you would like to hear or get asked. Let Reina know so she can put it as part of her thing. If there's something that you like us to do, then also put it below so that we can do it.
Nice. I like it.
But yeah, thanks everybody for joining us. Thank you for the support. We really appreciate all of the comments, all of the feedback you guys give us. Make sure you guys let us know. Follow us on Instagram, Great People Podcast. Follow us on Twitter. It's Great People Podcast, but it's Great PPL Podcast on Twitter.
Until next time, cut.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.